Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9:10, and what can I say? We got air condition. It's a nice, it's a great, beautiful day. Johannesburg weather, which is, as we're going to progress talking, looks like it's the only thing that's going up for Johannesburg right now. It's the weather. The rest is, I've seen today something very interesting. I've seen a police bucky stopped on the side. And most probably it was broken, and the criminals went out and were push starting it. I mean, this is the face of our country. That's how you know that the country is.
At least they got them working.
You're right. Oh, you're right. Actually, maybe that's a good thing. We can employ them instead of engines. We can employ criminals.
This is helping each other.
Helping each other. Today's the 7th day of March, so 3rd of the year. It's already gone.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening this year.
On.
You know, it's a toilet paper effect. I told you, it's a toilet paper effect. So it's the less life you got left.
Yes.
It's every time you want to clean your bottom.
Hey, Roy.
What?
It's a bottom.
Bottom is okay. Every time you want to clean your bottom, it goes quicker. La, 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 you know, it turns quicker. So yeah. So basically, that's what it is. And we've got Gimple the Fool is dead. How are you, Sunshine? I have not heard from you a long time.
Yeah,
so give me the police around, yeah. Anyway, so it's 9:11 already. I was talking beep for a minute already. Who do we have with us here at the studio? First of all, we've got Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel?
Good morning. I'm great, Professor.
Are you great after Man United won?
Listen, yesterday we hammered them in the show, so.
Yeah.
It was bad enough.
We must shut up.
I have to give a credit when credit is not really due, but
reluctantly you're giving him.
Reluctantly, they made it, and well done, man.
All right.
So I just hope next week Liverpool will qualify, and then we can meet them in the quarterfinal and give them a hiding.
I'm sure we're going to give them a hiding, but lately it looks like somebody cut a little bit of our sting, eh?
No, we're good.
I really hope so. Yeah, so it's Father Christmas, but yeah. So yeah, that's first of all, that's Liel Rimon.
And Christmas come once a year. We're coming once in 29 years. So give us a chance.
Yeah, give us a chance. Yeah, I mean, yes, yeah. So we're talking about talking about our love life.
After Liverpool is taking. After Liverpool will take a championship, the only thing we got left is the Messiah to come, and that's it. We're not waiting for anything else anymore.
Yeah, that's it. On a white donkey.
Huh? Yeah, I don't care how he comes, but that's the only thing we wait.
As long
for.
As he comes.
Yeah.
As long as he comes. Okay.
Hallelujah. So
who do we have more? We've got with Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well. A bit of traffic this morning, but it was easy to negotiate. You just got to be patient. Sit in the traffic and watch
patience.
The other people. Patience is a virtue, Roy.
It's a virtue.
Get Trump to negotiate the traffic for you. He's the best negotiator.
He tweeted me the other day. He welcomed me to the club. You know, there's an app that you can get onto where Trump sends you a message. Do you know about that?
No, I don't know that.
No, it's true. There's
I'm
an app.
Sure it's true, yeah.
We also got with us Moshe Sargo. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well.
Are you good?
Yes. Also after the game last night. Well, okay.
Well, okay. Well, okay. Is that all you have to say? Well, Tottenham won too, sir.
What can I say? You know, it's... You know, it's very unpredictable.
You know, we've got Lorenzo here, and he likes Arsenal, so.
Well.
Alright.
He played the, what it used to call the Inter Toto in the 90s.
Inter Toto, yeah.
See,
Inter Toto.
No, the Inter Toto was a national,
last team. Week we played them, so, you know.
First of all, Moshe's team, 2 days ago, have a great win in Dortmund, 1-0.
Yes.
And they went through the quarterfinals, so well done.
Not bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, that
we just have to pass through Bayern Munich. So this is
yeah.
So, oh, we have more here. We've got with us Cecily Pavoncelli. Hmm. So, what do you think about soccer, my dear? Oh, yeah. Well, you're not like involved. I mean, soccer.
You know what? I'm out of this. I'm out. I can't even pick a team. It's just not my.
Pick Liverpool. What do you mean?
I
mean,
no,
Liverpool's a good team. It's in red. It's in red. So Arsenal.
I'm an Arsenal supporter.
She supports Arsenal.
Yes, it's red too.
I'm about to get kicked out this winter.
Roy, what do you think about shopping?
You know, I've got a lot to say about shoplifting.
Yes, yeah.
Shopping is okay.
No,
what?
Shopping. I think Roy knows a lot about shopping.
I know a lot about shoplifting.
You ask Cecily about soccer. I'm asking you about shopping. Now,
I know a lot about shopping. Okay. My wife comes to me every day. Look at those shoes I bought. Really? I mean, really?
Shame that poor wife of yours, Roy.
Yeah. She's poor wife.
I'm
a poor husband. I'm the poor husband.
She comes in for a lot of flack, let me tell you from you.
She doesn't even listen to what I have to say.
No, but her ears burn, you know that. If you talk about a person a lot, their ears burn, and that is true.
Nah, it doesn't look like it. She comes back, the ears are fine. Fine, I promise. 0618951119.
Nice new diamond earring.
That's why when you go to shopping centers, sometimes you see the husband and wife holding hands. He's afraid that she'll run away to a shop and buy a
That's why he's holding her clothes. And he walks quick.
And she's scared that he will run away with the wallet.
He's got
the
wallet.
It's very important to be married in community of property. She can live in the property as long as you live in the community.
100%.
Who's that?
It's like I'm happily married. She's happy and I'm
married. She's in a property business, basically. She's the best housekeeper.
Yeah.
Every husband she had, she kept his house.
Is that like a woman who kept all the diamonds?
Yeah, something like this. Yeah. So that was
Zaza Gabor.
That was Zaza Gabor. Yeah.
Zaza Gabor. She said this.
Yeah. She was amazing.
That's what she said. I'm a housekeeper. I kept
all the houses. Yeah. Well, she was amazing. She was like 1.50 meters, and she was amazing. Yeah.
She's little.
Yeah. She was amazing. She was pretty. Oh.
She was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a Hungarian or something. Hungarian.
And a Jew. We.
And a Jew.
Yes.
Just a shame.
We established it.
No, she wasn't a Jew.
She wasn't.
We established it. Okay. Moshe knows her personally, so I can't really.
Moshe knew Jesus, but I mean,
I'm
so old. I mean, you think about it.
Was Jesus a Jew, Moshe?
Jesus was a Jew.
I think
he died a Jew. 200 years later, they become not Jews. Am I right?
Yeah.
So wasn't he a nice guy, really, or is it just anyway? 0618951019. Our SMS number 34519. We've got with us Lorenzo Pavoncelli. Is not just an Arsenal supporter; he's also quite a knowledgeable guy, and we're going to talk to him a lot about. First of all, we invited him here to talk about a prescription, but not a prescription you get when you're sick or when you drug addict. It's a prescription of.
It's in terms of creditors and debtors in a money lending type scenario or a debt that is owed to a creditor. For example, your Edgar's account or your Woolworth's account. That is the nature of the prescription is the time period within which the credit grantor has to institute an action to recover its money.
Isn't it 3 years?
That's correct, Moshe. It's 3 years.
Yes.
So there's an act in South Africa that prescribes that.
Yeah.
So, would you elaborate a little bit about it? A guy's taking a loan, not a loan, like our money an account, our money to Woolworths, and what else? Well, so what's happening now? I don't pay.
So, a lot of these things are affecting people that are making applications for credit at this moment in time. In terms of which they have adverse listings in terms of the credit bureaus, or alternatively, they have judgments that have been taken on prescribed debt. It is at this moment in time unlawful to institute an action or to try and recover prescribed debt. Now, there are two tiers that you've got to bear in mind. The first tier is that you're dealing with commercial debt in the first tier. And the second tier is where you're dealing with governmental debt, such as rates and taxes, taxes that are due to the state, like income tax, PAYE, skills
development. That's never prescribed.
That doesn't prescribe. But in terms of your commercial debt, if I can call it that, the prescription period is 3 years. Now, what does that mean? It means that in the event that a credit grantor gives you credit, they have, within a period of 3 years from the date that you default, to physically serve a summons on you. Now, if they don't serve that summons, in other words, go to court, issue the summons, and serve it on you via the sheriff, that debt prescribes. There are a few things that interrupt that prescription period. So, for example, if you undertake to pay that debt within that 3-year period, then prescription is what we term interrupted. In other words, the 3 years starts running again from the date that you undertake to pay the debt. Now, far be it from me, but I'm not advocating that you do not pay your debts. What is important is that
all of us are listening because we all don't want to pay our debts, you know.
That I accept.
I'm talking on behalf of my listeners, which I know most of them are Jews here, and they don't want to pay. They pay because they have to. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't pay. So how do we not pay?
Subtlety.
Well, am I wrong?
I thought Lorenzo said to prescribe. In other words, it protects you against the judgment. Now, let's say if in 3 years' time, during this 3 years, you sue me, you send me the summons, and I don't respond, I get the judgment. But
after judgment finished.
Yes, you got only 3 years to do it. Now, one day after 3 years, you can do nothing. Am I right?
That's correct, Moshe.
Right.
So if the debt arose, let's say that the loan was granted to the party or credit was extended.
Yes.
On the 1st of March,
2019. Yes.
On the 2nd of March, 2021, that debt prescribes.
That's
so
right.
if no attempts have been made to recover that amount during that time, or if no summons has been served, then after that date, the 2nd of March, 2021, they can do nothing further.
That's what I said, you know. So the prescription of the 3 years is for you as the lender that you can take our judgment, and for me that I can defend myself.
Indeed so.
Right.
The problem that we have, Moshe, is that in many instances these financial institutions or credit grantors are selling default these books that are prescribed. So for example, Woolworths or whoever it may be, let's not use them as an example. What they do is that they sell this to companies that collect these debts.
For like 2 cents on a rent or something.
That's correct.
A discount,
That's
discount,
correct. So many people fall into the trap that when these debt collecting agencies contact them, they get bullied into making an offer to pay the debt off, where that debt is prescribed. Now, the moment you do that, you reactivate the process. So for your listeners, it is cardinally important not to make an offer or undertake to pay that amount if the 3 years has expired.
Absolutely.
You're firstly. Right. Secondly, Moshe, many people are making an application for credit facilities or to be granted credit, and they find adverse listings. They possibly had a Teljoy account from 1922, which is prescribed 107 million years ago. That is now listed on the credit bureau for some or other reason.
Lorenzo, can I interrupt?
Sure, of course.
Isn't it so that 5 years, after 5 years, automatically the ITC, whoever it is, if it falls away from it?
Moshe, it's very difficult because different credit listing organizations or credit reporting organizations have different carrying capacities.
Because it cannot be more than 5 years.
No, it can. It can. Bear in mind that once there is, and there's different tiers to this. If it's an adverse listing, it's not a judgment. But bear in mind that a judgment has a period of 30 years within which you can execute on that judgment.
Yes.
So there is no limitation on TransUnion, for example, to retain that information for any period that we can decide. TransUnion by themselves will determine how long they're going to carry this for. And it, again, it's not an exact science because it depends on the database carrying capacity. Now, bear in mind that from the credit grantor point of view, it's become critically important because of the National Credit Act to ensure that you are not lending money to somebody that's over indebted. So these records, whereas before it used to stay on the system in the carrying capacity of these credit bureaus for approximately 5 years, it's staying on for a lot more at this moment in time. It's not an exact science. But what's important in terms of prescription is to ensure, and you get, by law, you're entitled to one free credit report per annum.
Yes.
My suggestion to your listeners is that they draw that report.
Where do you draw it from?
You can draw it from any financial institution.
So you can go to the bank and
say, from the credit bureaus. Your bank will provide you one free of charge so that you can check your financial status.
All right.
My suggestion, go and check it. If there are elements or entries on that credit report that refer to prescribed debt, they are automatically required to remove that from your credit history.
Well, that's something that...
Yeah, you know, because, you know, there's two things. Let's say, if you pay, becomes a rescission. But so then a rescission also must be consented by the person who issued the judgment, isn't it so?
So, let's get into the rescission elements of this. Let's deal with listings, for example. So let's say that you have an adverse credit record listing because you failed to pay your Teljoy account in 1922.
Okay.
At that point, if that debt has prescribed and no judgment was obtained and no summons was served, that needs to be removed automatically.
Yes.
Where judgments are on the system because money was loaned and advanced to you, you failed to pay it, a summons was served and a judgment was taken, the provisions of the Magistrates Court rules, and I'm assuming now we're dealing with smaller debt within the jurisdiction of the Magistrates Court, which runs up to 300,000 at this moment in time.
Okay.
So you'd have to bring, you would pay the credit grantor. Once you've paid the credit grantor, our system at this moment in time requires the credit grantor to consent to the rescission of the judgment in terms of Rule 49 of the Magistrates Court.
So
they are required to consent. Now, in the old days, there was no such consent. Nowadays, the consent allows that process to go a different route within the courts. It's merely then a request for a rescission and a consent from the credit grantor.
Can I ask you a question, Roberto?
Sure.
So what happens if you ask for a rescission and he doesn't give you the consent? Can you go to court and force it?
Indeed so. So you would go to court and say, I had credit, I paid what was due, I am now entitled to the rescission. The court must order the credit grantor to consent to the rescission. Or alternatively, the court of its own can determine that the rescission is granted.
Thank you. And we're going to come back just now with this, we're going to go back to the advertisers, and we're going to come back just now the question will be, why is it 3 years and not 5 years? So we're going to come back just now, but before that, we've got something from, you got something to read for us?
We got quite a few from our ads department. It's the greatest, it's the biggest, it's the Chai FM Great Big Hum and Tush Challenge. Can you help us find Joburg's number one Hum and Tush champion? It could be you. How many Hum and Tushin could you eat in 5 minutes? Well, start practicing now, because it will be worth your while. 2,000 rands in cold hard cash and thousands more in vouchers to Norwood Mall for the champion. Register by emailing info@chaifm.com today. The competition will be held at Norwood Mall at 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 14th of March. Everyone has an inner champion. Feed yours this Purim. 101.9 Chai FM. 101.9 megahertz of Purim fun. This Friday is Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet. It's the month of the holiday of Purim, of joy and of pranks. So Chai FM management is sending Howard Feldman and Zinati Kuma back to school. Chai FM will be coming to your radio live from King David Linksfield this Friday for Rosh Chodesh Adar. Join Howard Feldman and the Morning Mayhem team from 6 to 9 as they get schooled this Rosh Chodesh Adar. And finally, Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper have these pocket saving sweet deals just for you. Pick and Pay kosher stewing beef is delicious at 74.99 per kilo. Kosher chicken flatties are very low at 79.99 per kilo. Kosher stewing lamb is just 129.99 per kilo. And kosher lean beef mince is 89.99 per kilo. Catch these and many more specials in store. These specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot.
I think then, that they must make some specials for Mishloach Manot, for some sweets and stuff. Not.
Let me tell you. We talk too much about three-year prescription, etc. But I want to talk about. I want to listen to this song. I think it's going to just to break up the tension. I don't know if you know that one. If it will allow me to play, I'll play it. Oh, that one. That's Fat Bottom Girls for you. I mean, I don't know if it's the same subject more or less, but Lorenzo is laughing. Is it the same? Fat Bottom Girls and 3 years prescription.
Make the world go around.
Here you go. And we're back here with Lorenzo Pavoncelli, and he's going to answer all your questions. 061-895-1019. The last questions, asked him is not about the Fat Bottom Girls, it was the other one about why 3 years.
Roy, it's 3 years because we have an act, and that act is based on some very, very old law, and the act has been enacted since 1936. So it's always been 3 years since 1936. It is morally correct that a creditor has a certain limited amount of time within which to recover his money. It's morally correct.
Tell me, there's another thing that we should tell our listeners is that in many, many cases, banks or other institutions, lending institutions especially, double up the There's some sort of a law there that I want you to explain to the audience. Basically, if you owe 100 rands, you cannot be, even including interest, and it doesn't matter for how long it runs, cannot be 200 rands, over 200 rands.
That's correct. So it's called the in duplum rule. So in duplum comes from Latin, in double. Okay. Is the literal translation of it. Now, the Supreme Court of Appeal and the Constitutional Court, in a matter recently heard in those courts, companies called Slipknot, the judgment specifically states that in duplum rule applies to money lending transactions only. So were you to borrow 10 rand from a financial institution such as a bank, that cannot exceed, when they recover it from you, it cannot exceed double what they advanced to you. So it cuts off, if you borrowed 10 rand, it cuts off at 20 rand. Doesn't matter how much interest, where interest, why interest, fees, costs, and all the rest of it, it tops out at 20 rand. But it doesn't apply, and a lot of people make that mistake, and this was the basis of the Slipknot judgment, is that it doesn't apply to transactions which are contractual in nature. Let me give you an example. So if Frank and Bob contract in terms of a lease agreement, the in duplum rule doesn't enter into that space. So in that case, if the amount outstanding by Frank to Bob is 10 rand, and the lease agreement makes provision for interest and all sorts of weird and wonderful penalties, it can exceed the 20 rand.
All right, so only in a financial institution or somebody that called himself a financial institution, only then would it double.
It's generally a money lending transaction. The best way to look at it is a money lending transaction, where you have a lender and a borrower.
And the guy can pay for 10 years... And the last year can double, you know, it works. And the last year it can double because they charge him. So it doesn't matter what you paid up to now, but it can never double on the original debt.
It can never double over and above the original debt. What's important to note is that there are very structured requirements in terms of interest that can be charged.
Okay.
And those are prescribed in law. And your listeners need to be very, very mindful of the type of financial transaction that they're engaging in, number one, and number two, what the limits of that interests are. And they're at different tiers for different reasons.
Now look, we had times that our interest rate in South Africa was over 20% a year. In 1999, I don't know if you remember, it was correct. Like over 20% a year. And I know places in the world that sometimes you get like 100% a month. I mean, there are places like this. I mean,
can I ask
if you look in Venezuela, for instance, you know, you can have 300% a month. I mean, yes. If we get to a situation like this, what will happen then? What do you think can happen then?
Inflation. I think we're going to get, obviously in my view, we're looking at some pretty hefty inflation on its way to us because of the economic indicators that we sit with in the country. Where it impacts your listener
Yeah.
Is simply on the basis of the interest that they contract for with a commercial institution, whether it be a credit advancer in the form of a bank, whether it be a store credit card, whether it be any form of loan in advance for anything, whether it be an asset, a cash loan, whatever it may be. I think your listeners need to be very, very mindful of two things. It is, in my view, going forward, in their interest to cap their rates with their financial institutions. I don't foresee interest rates coming down in the very near future, and I think it's in your listeners' interest to cap those rates. Many banks,
how do you cap them?
So many banks offer you either a variable rate, which is linked to obviously the repo rate that is published, or alternatively an agreed rate. So an agreed rate, for example,
a higher one.
That may well be the case, Moshe, but the higher one, in my view, going forward, is going to protect you from the fluctuations that
at
are going to exist in the market.
At least you know how much you're going to pay next year or the five years.
Indeed. My view is that you should lock that rate in for the credit agreement period.
Do you think banks right now will entertain that?
Look, a lot of them are entertaining it because it helps them in the affordability calculation with the client. Remember, the NCA makes very specific provisions insofar as what the affordability aspects are for the client. Now, if you're a
NCA,
bank...
NCA, just to put in National Credit Act. Yeah.
If you're a bank and you have a forward-mapped position, which is a locked-in rate, it is so much easier to calculate going over a period of time of the credit agreement whether the customer or the client is able to afford that rate going forward.
Lorenzo, I want to go back to the... the prescription, to be prescribed. People don't understand. There's one thing that I would like to tell everybody, you know. People get letters. Let's say you buy something from Lewis or from JD. You get a letter because you owed them the money. Then you look at the letter and you throw it away. I say, haven't got the money, I'll throw it away. Let's see what
it will disappear.
I suggest to everybody, take the letter, go to an attorney, cost you 2,000 rand, 1,500 rand. He will defend it, and that this can never be a judgment. You go to some kind of an agreement, it will never be a judgment, and your name will always be clear. Yes, you owe the money. You say, listen, I'm not working. I can pay X amount of month, per month, and that's how it is. Otherwise, if you throw it away, then the time passes away. You don't defend it, you got a judgment, then you're dealing with a different issue altogether.
Over 30 years of a judgment that you can never not pay, and if ever you're going to have yourself a property, and correct me if I'm wrong, your property or whatever, they'll do affordability, not affordability. They do a test on you if, what did you buy lately? How do you call that?
This is the credit assessment.
Yeah. The credit assess you like once a year. They'll sit on the side. And as soon as you get into any power, here you go. You got a judgment already. All they have to do is...
No, they need to simply attach. So it's worse than that. For example, if you are at this moment in time in a salary job earning 6,000 rand a month, and tomorrow you get made a director and you're earning 6 million rand a month, you must bear in mind that they can come and attach your salary in terms of a garnishee order, where every month your employer is required to deduct a certain amount and pay it over to the credit grantor. But Moshe, just to enter the fray, just in respect of your, when you get that letter, it's generally in terms of the Act, the National Credit Act nowadays, you have to issue what they call a Section 129 letter. I fully agree with you. To run away from your debt is not smart. You need to manage that. And there are many platforms across which that can be managed. It can be managed in a discussion directly with the credit grantor by yourself, or alternatively via an attorney who acts on your behalf insofar as that dispute or the issues may be concerned. Or even better still, Moshe, formal debt counseling type situation where a lot of our consumers find themselves that they are drowning in debt. They put themselves in the hands of a debt counselor, and a debt counselor consolidates that debt, enters into agreements with the various credit grantors, and from what you're able to pay, a certain percentage is paid on a monthly basis to each credit grantor.
As long that you attend to it.
Indeed.
That's the issue, because then it's a fine. A person didn't neglected, he came to the party and he's trying to deal.
Indeed.
And that was the wrong.
Indeed. So, unlike Manchester United supporters, who just believe they're entitled to something.
So, I'm just going to go to a small ad, and we're going to get to, you know what? Who needs ads? We're going to go to a nice song. I don't know if you know. Yeah, who needs ads? I mean, ads are just overrated, isn't it? Don't you think? So I don't know if you know that one. I like to put it in the morning. I think this song is just, I don't know. Tell me what you think about it. Sorry, we blacked out a little bit and we didn't pay attention. We were here going in a wild conversation inside the studio about prescription. And it wasn't drugs prescription. It was just a prescription. So thank you for bearing with us. The time is now 9:48, and we don't have too long to go. The idea is just to give you some insights about how to deal with your debts. So we ended our last conversation with debt consolidation. And debt consolidation, tell me, the debt consolidators or whatever you call them, do they take
counselors?
Counselors. I'm sure they charge something.
Yes, they do.
From a money you don't have.
Well, it's not from money that you don't have. What they say is you have 10 rand, you have 100 rand worth of creditors to pay. Each creditor needs to get something. And the debt counselor charges a fee, which is a prescribed fee,
yeah,
to engage in that process on your behalf.
I love it. It's a good business.
Tell me, are the counselors attorneys? What are they? Law practitioners, who are they?
So a lot of counselors are not attorneys, but they have gone through a course that allows them to be debt counselors. Obviously, a debt counselor, in my view, is going to cost you a lot less than an attorney doing it.
Okay.
But it depends. You know, you don't automatically qualify.
But you can do your own debt counseling. I mean, it's so simple. You know, the idea is be open and be clever about it. Like you've gone into a dip, call it a dip in your life. People gave you credit and you used it wrong. And right now you're sitting with 10 rands in the bank and 100 rands that you owe. I think if you go yourself and say, you know what, guys, I don't have. That's what I've got. You want to take it out of a sumi.
Roy, credit grantors are generally very reasonable.
Is it?
You do find instances where they're unreasonable, but it's not always that people have used the credit incorrectly. Circumstances change, and you see this in your business all day, every day.
You know
so
what?
Today everything's going well. Sorry, Moshe. Today everything's going well, and tomorrow things don't go so well. You lose your job.
100%.
The contract that you had comes to an end. You know, circumstances change. And I must say, at the end of the day, if you have accumulated assets during that period of the good times, use those assets. Leverage them.
You know,
cash in is a good place to leverage those assets.
Yeah. Yeah. So to be honest with
you. That's what I'm saying. That yeah. we as someone that also have, we're not really dealing with debt, but.
But we got big experience with people.
Correct.
So yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So as a company, when someone owes you money and he comes to talk to you, you want more than him that you get to some kind of agreement and to do something to retrieve your money. Otherwise,
definitely.
What?
You know, I must tell you something, little bit humorous. When you lend money to somebody, take always into consideration that you never get it back.
Yeah.
Generally, when you lend it, Moshe, say goodbye to it.
That's
and
right.
If it comes
you see,
back, you
that's
have
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
I say, you know what you say. You say you never lend money to someone you never lend money that you really need. Number
that's
one.
That's right. The bank will give you money when you don't need it.
And you know what? The pawn shops will continue much after the banks will go away.
No,
I believe so because
100%
because correct. At the end of the day, we never, as a pawn shop, and I'm talking on behalf of all pawn shop brokers, we never put you in the worst problems. I wanted to say this bad word.
I'm fair.
Yeah?
You're never in debt. I'm not putting you in debt.
I'm never putting you in worse position
it's
that you were
choice.
Before. You understand? No. So basically, yeah, but
in fact, I'm helping you, if I may interrupt you. In 100%. Fact, I'm helping you because what I'm doing for you is I'm taking an asset and converting it to cash so that you can apply that cash to that which you need. You cannot eat a car. You will agree with me.
You can't eat a car.
You can't eat a house. But if you need to eat, I've got the asset.
I'm not giving you anything you can't afford.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly.
But I think the last thing I want to ask you, because we're running out of time, Ronzo.
Yep.
Do you recommend people to get to court, or that's the last resort?
To get to court, what? To
in consider of a debt.
Never.
That's the worst case scenario.
It is a worst case scenario, and if you have to end up there, it is a very costly and very complicated process.
It is, eh? What happened? Can you represent yourself in court?
Of course you can.
So you don't need to really have an attorney.
No, in fact not, and what you will find is the courts are very lenient with people that represent themselves in terms of the procedure and the compliance and all sorts of things. But
even in private matters.
Indeed, but it's a complicated process.
So it's amazing, guys. So you've got your own right. You can go to court and say, no, I don't have money for attorney. And you're actually showing off that you don't have money for attorney by showing yourself. Then says, listen, guys, I'm not, I don't want the judgment. So you don't get the judgment, when you go to court. So just don't let it be. We definitely going to call back Lorenzo Pavoncelli. I want to thank you so much. We have to wrap up now. The time is now 9:54, and I want to just thank Lorenzo Pavoncelli. Thank you so much for being
thank
with
you
us
for
today.
Having me on your show, Roy.
It's absolutely a pleasure. It's really, really a pleasure. And Lorenzo's wife, Cecily Pavoncelli, that she's getting to be a regular on our show. Peter Feldman, thank you so much.
Thanks, Roy.
Liel Rimon, thank you so much. Moses Starograd, thank you so much. And what can I say? You know,
have a great weekend, guys.
I want you to have a lovely weekend. And
we need to start Purim is in 2 weeks from now.
Purim is 2 weeks.
2 weeks on the 21st. But from now, guys, from this weekend, start rehearsing and getting
by
ready for drinking.
Drinking.
You need to get very drunk in Purim.
All right, Cecily, do you have anything special? Any nice bottle to open? Guys, have a lekker weekend. Enjoy yourselves. That's it.